Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you desire. Now, if there's a special topic you'd like us to cover, or you simply want to connect with me after the show and say hi, go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, and you'll see all the contact information there. So the address is AskSueLondon.com. Now, I have lots of news to share with you today. If you remember, a few times, we have had Joseph Gabby, our numerologist guest, on sharing how he was starting his own radio show. Well, his show is starting soon. The name of the show is The Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. And it starts on Wednesday, October the 17th at 1 p.m. Pacific, that's 4 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Transformation Talk Radio Network and WBLQ 1230 AM Radio. And I'm going to be his first guest. So I want to invite you all to mark your calendars and make sure that you tune in for lots of inspiration, laughter, and love that day. And if you are in Southern Ontario, I want to invite you to come out on Wednesday, October the 10th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And we're going to have a fun evening with myself and my friends from Arbonne for an evening of Christmas shopping for health and wellness products. This event is located at the Hilton Homewood Suites Hotel at 975 Siscon Road in Burlington, Ontario, Canada. Now, the details can be found on my event calendar on the website, AskSueLondon.com. So that's my news. So, Christopher, what's your news this week? What's happening with you?
Well, my news is I'm excited about your news about Joseph because he's responsible for my name being Christopher.
I know, and I'm so well-trained now calling you that now, aren't I?
and everybody else around the radio station, I'm hearing more and more Christopher than Chris.
And did you find, honestly, it's made a difference for you?
Yes, it has. It's just that more people need to call me Christopher. The thing is I need to call myself Christopher because when I do the news, I still say, this is Chris DiPaolo reporting. And I got to remember to say, this is Christopher DiPaolo reporting.
Oh, well, yeah. You're doing good with your emails. I see you've got that all right. So you've got that change saying Christopher.
But I did that because of Joe.
Now, and what did he say? He said that you had to be Christopher because you were missing some letters and numbers in your name for more confidence in that. Wasn't that the reason?
Well, I've always been searching for inner peace. I'm always, you know, my mind is racing and he thought that this would, you know, help balance things.
Yeah, wow. Well, I have some news to share with you and our listeners. You know how we're having a house built, and folks, if you're new to our show, my husband and I are this year on a huge adventure. We're having three new houses built, two for investment properties, one to move into, and one house is done now, and we have a new tenant in there, and our house to move into, we went up there yesterday, and I was so excited. The plumbing is in, and we have our bathtubs all in the shower, so we don't have walls or all the roof in yet, but is that ever exciting when you see you have a bathtub? No toilets yet. So that was my big excitement for this week. And you know what I did today? I took the morning off and had some good quality me time, and I went Christmas shopping.
Whoa.
I know.
Well, you're a little early. Should I play some surprise Christmas music for that? No.
Well, no, it's okay. But no, I, we've got so much going on, and we are supposed to be moving into our new house December the 14th, And we also, the day of my birthday, November 23rd. You got it marked down there, right, Christopher? That
on
day?
Every calendar.
I'm such a kid, right? But yeah, we leave that day on my birthday for a Caribbean cruise. So we're not back until the first week of December. We're back a couple days and we move in our house. And I thought, I've got to do it now because, you know, it's going to be pretty hectic. And so I had so much fun today. It was awesome. So our little hotel room is getting a little closed in. For those who don't know our story, with us having a house built, we sold our house that we lived in so quickly. We actually sold it in 3 hours. So we had such a great offer come that we didn't want to turn it down. So my husband and I are living at the Hilton Hotel with our two dogs. And we have a wonderful, nice size suite. But, you know, when you're somewhere, you start to accumulate stuff, especially when you're doing Christmas shopping. So it's becoming a little closed in here. So thank goodness for the pool.
Well, it's good to get that stuff out of the way, too.
It is. It is. Yeah. So what do you think? I think it's time we give a giveaway away. Giveaway away. How's that sounding?
Sure. I think it's a good, generous thing to do.
Okay, well, what we're going to do, we have actually a couple giveaways today. Now, to the first caller who can go into our radio station at WBLQ 1230 AM radio station in Westerly, Rhode Island, you're going to receive a copy of my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And this is my personal story of overcoming and healing Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy, overcoming abuse, being given just 30 minutes to live, having a near-death experience, going through divorce, and soaring above it all, meeting Mr. Right, and having that life that I only dreamed about having so many years before. So the first caller who can call in and go into our radio station is going to win the book. Now, Christopher, I guess I should add, you maybe want to tell everybody where the station is?
It's at 16 High Street in beautiful, historic downtown Westerly, Rhode Island, across from the old post office, which is still in use, so I shouldn't say old post office, just an old building, next to Van Ghent Cafe, which I know you love, Sue.
My favorite restaurant, yeah. And well, just, I'm grinning because that sounded so rehearsed, how the way you said that.
I was reading from page 2 on the script.
There you go. No, we folks, we don't use a script anymore here. But yeah, let's give the phone number. So tell them what number they're going to call you at.
That's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. First person to call in will get one of these spectacular books. And I got to tell you, I know some people personally who have either won or bought these books. Mm-hmm. And they just say that they can not only relate, but it also helps them with life.
Yeah, that is so rewarding, the stories I've had come back to me about, you know, what it's done for them. And that's just an example of, you know, when you go through things in life, there's always a reason. And you've got choices what you do with what comes to you. But so thank you for sharing that. And I'm glad that everyone who has got a copy, whether you bought it or you won it, I'm really glad that and honored that I could help you in some way. So I have to tell you, we've got an exciting show today, to change the subject a bit. I have some more good news for you, Christopher.
What is it?
Do you know that the money hasn't left the planet yet?
That what hasn't left the planet?
I knew this was going to make you speechless.
Yeah.
The money has not left the planet.
It's still here.
I know. Well, the show today is all about money. It's all about strategies for tapping into prosperity, whether you're looking to earn an extra personal income, grow a business, or attract funding. Now, our guest today is Maria Simone, and she is going to help you to connect with what you need to attract more money in your life. This girl is phenomenal. She's a transformational business and funding strategist who helps business owners attract funding, launch their products, and create financial abundance. She has shared the stage with celebrity trainers, has been interviewed for Success Magazine, Business World, and many other national publications, as well as appearing on ABC and Fox TV News. Now, she's got a great book. Her book, titled Passion to Prosperity, Instant Ways to Profit from Your Skills and Talents, is available now on Amazon.com. Now, leaving the corporate world, she started 5 businesses. She has raised millions in funding for startups. She's the founder and CEO of Passion to Prosperity International and Prosperity Funding Network. And you can learn about this amazing lady who happens to love dogs. That's going to be a whole other show with her about that. But you can learn about Maria at her website, myfundingstrategies.com. And EnlightenedEntrepreneurSummit.com. Now, I want to invite you today, folks, to phone in and ask Maria your questions. The number you're going to call is the same number you would have called to win the book, and that number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, it's 1-800-930-2819. And if you're not in the area and you want to ask a question through the instant feedback area, that's on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. You'll see that up on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. It's on the right-hand side. So send your question in there, and I'd be happy to pass it on to Maria. Now, Maria, welcome to Get Inspired Radio, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I have two things. I want to say to Christopher, you know, my brother's name is Christopher, and everyone calls him Chris. And all his life, I have always called him Christopher. I felt that that was a more fitting name for him. I just wanted to share that.
Well, the other thing I want to share with you is it says here in this book I'm writing that only smart and good-looking people are named Christopher.
Oh, my Lord. And Sue, I'm so happy to be on. I wanted to hear what was going on with your journey. Because last time I talked to you, you were just selling your house, so this is great news.
Well, and do you know what my kids did to me, Maria? What nerve. Honestly, I told them this year, you know what, this is the year Mom and Dad are, like, transitioning and stuff like that. One of our daughters, before we moved, announced that she's having a baby again. Our second grandchild's on the way, just after Christmas. And then 2 of our other daughters announced they're getting married.
Oh, my gosh. They couldn't just let you have your transition this year.
I know.
Everyone has to go through the process.
Exactly, right? So this is really a great topic. You know, as you're talking tonight, I'm going to be thinking, okay, money for weddings, you know, 2 girls and a baby. So.
Exactly.
Now, let me ask you, we're just going to cover one question because we'll have to go to a commercial break here soon. But my big question to you is, why is money so important?
Why is it so important? Well, it's the energy of money. We put, how much time do I have? You're going to commercial and you just asked me a huge question.
Oh, did I?
Great. Okay. Well, it is. You know what? We're going to have a conversation about just really enjoying and appreciating the energy of money, letting it flow into our lives. It has such stigma. There's such charge around it. People are making do without. There's so much around money. But I really would just love to embrace that energy of money and what it does for us and the things that we could do with it. And that's why I'd love to have that conversation.
Well, you know what? Why don't we take a break now, and then when we come back, really get into it. Does that sound good? And before we take that break, I want to congratulate Brenda from, oh, gosh, Christopher, help me with the name.
Brenda Stringer from Saranac Lake, New York. She's listening on TransformationTalkRadio.com. She said she listens to you every week, Sue, and she said she's not in the area. Could we mail it to her? And I figured, what the heck?
Yes, we can, Brenda. And I love you, girl. Thank you for listening. So on that note, let's take that quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to get into lots of good conversation with Maria Simone. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Experience every day fully energized and vitalized, infused with the essence of gratitude. Our decorative electrostatic labels do just that. They are compact and easy to carry everywhere you go. Peel off the back, place it on any glass surface such as your drinking glasses, your home and office windows, or even your car windows. Visit our shop at explorationgratitude.com, and when you pick four kits of electrostatic essence of gratitude labels, you'll receive one kit free.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Maria Simone. And today, folks, we are helping you create prosperity. I love this topic, and I love it even more because I got two babies getting married, like I was telling Maria. So we're going to share lots of information with you, lots of tools and things that you can do to shift things for yourself. But before we go into anything more, Maria, you've got a gift you want to give away to the first 20 people about your Intro to Funding program. Do you want to share that with everybody?
Well, there's a couple of gifts. We just wanted to get some information out there, and we're going to talk about it later. I have multiple tools and resources for people around funding, but I do have an Intro to Funding, and it's at myfundingstrategies.com. Also, another thing I wanted to do is I produce the Enlightened Entrepreneur Summit, which is really a beautiful event. Would love to have you come down someday, Sue. It's in Southern California, but we have it's a business building event, but a lot of it is around funding and creating relationships and help your business grow. And then on the third day, we have investor panel, which is very exciting. So you can make a pitch to our panel. But anyway, we're going to give away about 20 tickets. So the first 20 people that just sign in for updates, we're going to open the doors for registration in 2 weeks. So the new speakers aren't up there yet. But if you go to enlightenedentrepreneursummit.com or eesevent.com and just sign in, the first 20 people are actually giving free tickets away, and those are valued at $300. But we just wanted to do that for your people, because I know you have such a great group of people that listen and follow you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. And listeners, this is an awesome opportunity. Really check that out. So again, that is the Enlightened Entrepreneur Summit.com.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So guys, check that out. Now, we started talking about why money is so important. Was there more you wanted to add to that?
Well, we all, from a logical perspective, I mean, money is, you know, so much in this society. I mean, we use it to pay our bills and all of that. But, you know, I think it's one of the ways of flowing the prosperity, too, is to really think of not just the money itself, is not to put too much attention on the money, to put more of what it can do, you know, the feeling of being able to share it with others, the feeling of the freedom that you have. And so really the feeling of what you're doing with the money, and that's one way that really inspires the money to start flowing into your life.
Yeah, that's good. And, you know, so many people focus on the lack of the money they have, and then what do? They don't have it coming in, right, because they're focusing on lack of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? I think, and this is one of my, what inspired me to say, you know, the money hasn't left the planet, because over the last few years, we have been so conditioned, right, in the media and with the economy and everything, and we're contracting. People are saying, well, immediately they see an opportunity, especially as it relates to growing your business. You may encounter an opportunity that's going to help you grow, and immediately it's like, I can't afford this, or I'll make do without. Or we're all, you know, who made up this thing, an entrepreneur has to wear many hats? Who said that? You know,
exactly.
If you're doing jobs that you would get fired from someplace else, then don't do them in your business.
Yeah.
And so I think instead of just going to that place of lack all the time and trying to make do without, we should start asking ourselves better questions, like, how can I afford this? And where will I get the resources? And
just move towards focusing on the solution.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The resources really are out there.
They are, yeah. Now, let's talk about how to attract the funding that you need to start a business. Or, you know what, like we talked about, there are some people now that are bouncing back from some financial hardships. So let's talk about, for them, starting over. What kind of things can they do?
Well, I think people, especially in this society, we've been so, over the last couple of hundred years, actually, well, since, not 100, it's about 100 years, since the industrial age, we moved into trading our time for dollars. So we have such a wage mentality in our countries. And, you know, I think we have to move away from that and think bigger than that. So we have to look at attaching more value to what we do. So if you have experience in a certain area, you could be sharing that with multiple people and getting paid for your experience, not necessarily getting paid for how much work you do. So this is a good time to start packaging yourself in different ways. It's a great time to put ebooks together and produce audio products. These are very simple things to do for individuals.
Now, you just brought up ebooks. That seems to be the way it's going, isn't it? More people are having, like, purchasing the ebooks versus the hard copy books.
Well,
don't
instant
you find
gratification,
that's kind of the trend?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Instant gratification, it's really turned the publishing industry upside down, but we can, you know, so many of us can take advantage of it. It's easy to do, and we have so many great platforms for marketing and getting our products out there. But, you know, here's the deal. When you need something right away, when you want a solution for something, we immediately go to, you know, Google or something, and we look it up. And if we find it, we're not going to wait. We're not going to leave and go to the store and buy it, or even sometimes waiting, you know, to order it from Amazon or something. Place else. We just go and we can download it. I mean, that's
and you want to get it instantly. Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
People like that.
So now, like, you know, you were just commenting about with the news and how what they're saying and that. Why do you think this is such a good time to start a business?
Well, because this, you know, just first of all, I just to give you a landscape of me and what's happened to me over the last few years. I mean, I've literally, you know, with everything that's going on. We have had some of our best years, the last few years, in our businesses, number one. We have raised more money from private investors, and I have so much support. I have built amazing teams for all my projects. And I'm saying this because, you know, I just wanted to share with people this really is a good time to do a business because, number one, there are a lot of investors. People are pulling out of the stock market. They are cooling down from real estate investing, you know, so they, you know, you get into real estate investing and things turned upside down, and so you kind of pull back a little bit until you have a better understanding of what's happening. So a lot of these real estate investors are looking at other opportunities. They're not investing as much in the stock market, and so people are investing in each other more. So your next door neighbor could be a potential investor. They're looking to invest in each other, number one. Number two, people aren't getting the big corporate jobs that they were used to or getting the big, you know, salaries or consulting projects that they were. And so they're willing to cooperate and collaborate more for reduced fees or even bartering. A lot of bartering and sharing, exchanging energy with each other. You know, that's happening so much. We're in such a collaborative space. Right,
I have so, when you say about the collaborating, I get a lot of emails about inviting me to be in joint ventures.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's
really becoming big.
Absolutely. Instant. I mean, think about it. If you have no, if you're starting a business, and this is one of my favorite marketing strategies. It's something we teach at the summit, and I work with people on that, because that's like instant revenue in your business. If you have no mailing list, if you have no money in your business, if you're trying to get something out there, the best thing to do is to collaborate with someone that already has an established database or has an established market. and, you know, let them promote you, support, give them a piece of revenue or something else in exchange. There's a lot of ways of doing this. But let other people help you get your products and services. This is exactly how I built all my business, like very quickly to step into six figures plus, like within months, doing these strategies.
So, okay, so let's talk about, you know, so let's break this down even more. So you're saying, you know, look for investors. Where do you find the investors?
Well, the money, the investors are all around us. Money is all around us. So people, and I just want to step back a minute because it goes back to the original question you said, how can we attract the money? So have to understand that they think that the money isn't out there. They think that there aren't investors out there. There's plenty of investors out there. It's all about how you show up, okay?
Yes.
So your next-door neighbor is an investor. Anyone with a retirement plan is an investor. So there is a lot of, you know, people are investors. I've met flight attendants who became investors. I've gone to networking event and met people who have become investors. So they're all around you. You never know. But you have to show up accordingly. So you want to be passionate about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You want to have ideas that are well thought out. You know, and just really be open to asking for and receiving that level of support.
That's big. And you know, I'm one that, I like, when I'm looking for something, I always watch for signs. That's like my spiritual thing in me.
Yes.
And I watch, like, you know, I'll put the intention out, I'm looking for this or I'm looking for that.
Exactly.
And that I watch when it comes to me. And I always find, you know, if I have this sense in me, I need to share something with somebody, I follow through and take that action, do it, and then that's when the person shows up.
Yes.
So it's another good thing to do. And I found every time, you know, it always comes through. So, you know, folks, I hope you're writing all this great stuff down.
You're setting, well, this is really good. You're setting very clear intentions. You don't think about, oh, it's not there for me, and who's going to do this for, you know, you don't think about that. You very clearly set the intention that you're going to have this, and then you're open up to receiving it, and you take inspired action. You actually go out, you know, if somebody does cross your path and you get a hit that this is someone you should talk to, you will go and speak to them, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you know what the thing is, too, that people miss is taking that action step.
Yes.
Don't you find that? That's the big thing. And that's what's missing for so many, right?
That's everything. You know, and if we could just get out of our way a little bit. And that's why money, especially around money and funding, there's such a charge around that. Money, you know, I say money is an energy. It's attached to our self-worth. And
exactly.
So the more confident you are about yourself, the more loving you are to yourself, the more self-esteem you have, it tends to flow a little differently because you don't have a challenge about speaking to it, you know, speaking about it to other people. But if you have a lot of judgment around it or thinking that you're going to get judged or thinking you're less than or who am I to ask for this or, you know, now there's all this hang-up about money, even about charging. There are some wonderful, and I'm sure you have many holistic practitioners.
Yes, that's
that
a big
part
one
of
for
your
people.
Audience.
Yeah,
absolutely. And you should all be rich.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, Maria, because I'm a Reiki master, and I teach people how to do Reiki, like, you know, and oh my gosh, like that's a huge thing. Like you've got to look at the energy exchange and know you're worth it, because some of them will say, oh, I can only charge $20 for a treatment or something. It's like, oh, I just shake in my boots, you know, when I hear that.
That's
so
all they
I'm
will
glad
allow,
you used
actually.
Them as examples.
And, you know, I want to say this. I would love to speak to this for a second because I understand that when you have a gift, and you have a talent, and you know you're meant to serve others, that it becomes, there's like a fine line. And I want to speak to that, number one.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, prosperity is attached to how of service you are to others. So the more that you serve others, don't even think about it as, you know, making a lot of money, but the more that you serve others, the more you will prosper, period. So you really want to figure out a way to serve others. Number two, you have to allow people to exchange that energy with you. Their transformation begins with the investment.
Exactly.
Okay? And if as a practitioner, if you could understand that as well, you would have no problem charging people because you have to allow that exchange of energy to allow for their transformation as well and their healing.
Exactly. Now, on that note, we're going to take a commercial break. So when we come back, let's talk about people who maybe don't want to start a business, but they just plain want more money in their lives.
Sure.
Sound good? Okay,
this is a show me the money show.
Exactly. So folks, hang on to your hats. Get ready. We're going to take a really quick break. Any questions, call us. The number is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask us your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. And again, the phone number one more time, 1-800-930-2819. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks. Powerful, inspiring. They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio's where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have my friend Maria Simone here today, folks, and she is helping you create prosperity. What a wonderful topic. One of my favorites, especially when we're planning two weddings with two daughters. Wow. Did I mention that, Maria?
Yeah, I'm thinking. I'm tabulating everything.
I'm still in shock. Okay, before the break, we said that we were going to give some help and attention to people who don't want to start a business necessarily, but they just plain want more money in their lives. So what do you say to that, those people?
Well, I think the best thing to look at is where you can connect someone that has something and someone that needs something. Okay. And, you know, even, I mean, like even on the simplest level, there was a woman, I thought this was quite brilliant, but I see this all the time. She worked in an office complex, and every day that, you know, she would see people break down their boxes and put them out and all that. It's actually quite a bit. It's a lot to to do that and to discard of all these boxes when you're receiving shipments. So she would go around, and she asked them to save the boxes. So she would take home all these nice, clean boxes. These were offices. They weren't like food stores or anything. She would take home all the boxes, and then she would put ads on Craigslist and in little classifieds that she had moving boxes.
Wow,
and
good for
she
her.
Would sell them for like $5, or just like 50 cents each. I mean, they were all piled up, and these were empty boxes all piled up because she lived in a very transient area. She was very busy. I mean, she made an extra, it was a couple thousand dollars a month just doing that. I mean, that's all she did was take, you know, this commodity, and she put it in the hands of people that needed it.
Yeah. Now, you're saying that. What happened, my oldest daughter, she's really an entrepreneur herself, and what she does, now she's not doing it right now because she's 6 months pregnant, but she would, when she was saving to get their house, she would go around when people put their big garbage pickup out, and we're in Canada, as you know, and in Canada, they have like once a month this big pickup. It's really focused a lot about recycling and reusing and that, and people would put them out more, just here, take it. But it wasn't this, and then if it wasn't picked up, it would go to the dump. So she would go around and she would pick this stuff up, and it was dirty. It needed to be power washed, good cleaning, and that. And she was picking up little Tykes, Fisher Price, all this stuff.
Right.
And she was making about $3,000-$4,000 a month from doing this.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
just
even going.
So it's like the boxes.
Yeah. So just you know, you can look at your connections, look at your, you know, whatever your lifestyle is. Look at ways of connecting what, you know, you can get something you can get your hands on and reselling or repurposing it. And, you know, people don't know the value. You go to swap meets. I mean, I know somebody that goes to swap meets on the weekends, and he's actually fairly well off. But he just picks up from all these little swap meet places. He looks for silver, real silver. And silver is very, you know, hot. And people don't realize when they're getting rid of, you know, things that they
the
can
value
have
of it.
Very valuable. And he just collects all the silver at these swap meets every weekend and resells it. So that's one thing you want to look at. So if you don't want to have a business, if you don't want to manage products and things like that, then just, you know, where can you make connections for people? That's using your contacts in different ways, and you're repurposing things. So one man's, obviously, you know, they have the same. One man's trash is another man's treasure. And
exactly.
I mean, go to eBay.
Yeah. You know? And you know what? Another thing, too, another idea, I'm just putting this out, because I'm seeing a lot of seniors in our area doing this, that they're walking dogs. Because a lot of people are looking for a dog sitter. They might have to work all day, and they just want their pet looked after, but they don't want to put it in a daycare center. We're seeing a lot of seniors are doing that. Now, we shared a few ideas. Are there other ideas that you can think of to help the listeners?
Yes, and that, you know, and that's really trading. You know, you're looking at your contacts. You're trading your time in different ways. Another way is to really go a little deeper and, you know, really look at your expertise. Look, if you've been, you know, if you've been a mom and you have thriving kids, I mean, you're an expert. And so, you know, turn around and help other moms. So you could do that by putting a little book together. You could have workshops. You can do virtual trainings. We do a lot of webinars and teleclasses. Have your own little radio show. You know, think about sharing your expertise in different ways. I know a woman that she did a little program for Kegels, like really teaching women how to do their Kegel exercises to save them from incontinence. It's like this very specific thing that she does. It's like this one thing. And she makes over $300,000 a year just on the Internet selling this product.
Wow.
So it's like this one little thing. She doesn't even hardly do anything with it. It's just, it's just one, she just puts it online. That's all she does.
And you know, the joy with the Internet now, you can start businesses at next to low or no cost.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. You know? It's like instant revenue. Sure. I mean, it's so easy. You can, you know, if you want to go through like an Amazon or something else, if you have something, you know, distribution.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. If you want to go into an established distribution channel, you can go to Amazon and eBay and all that, or you can just put up a, you know, simple website that really doesn't hardly cost anything anymore. You can even get a WordPress site.
Some sites are even free. Yeah.
WordPress sites are free. You can create your own.
No.
Use it templates and.
Are WordPress sites free? I know that there's some kind
WordPress. WordPress is free. You can use free templates, but most of us use, we may upgrade a little bit and buy a plug-in to make it prettier and do more video and things like that. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's it, even social media. I mean, I make money on social media. If you do it correctly, you can interact. I mean, there's, what, a billion people now on Facebook?
Yeah.
Hello. And mm-hmm. can you imagine? It's like boggles my mind. And so you have, it's free, and you have all these voices. And so you can put out your messages and bring people to you that way. Mm-hmm. And so we have that all the time where we you know, we have the conversations on Facebook. They have events pages, and you can put up your fan pages and just bring people to you through your marketing funnel and sell products and services. So there's you know, if you first look at what you want to do, like what kind of a talent, what kind of an expertise that you can share, and just really keep it simple. Simple solutions always sell well because people don't want to think too hard. So keep it really simple. Mm-hmm. But there, once you think have the idea, there are a lot of ways of getting it out there.
There is. And, you know, word of mouth is big. It's huge. I know, giving you another example, my husband is such a green thumb, very gifted landscaper, gardener, and everybody would come over to our house and say, oh my gosh, your property is so beautiful, share your secrets, that kind of thing. And there was a place not too far from us, maybe a half-hour drive, and it was a mushroom farm, and they put the compost out for free. So he would go up and he would get this for our gardens. Well, people started asking him if they could order it from him and if he would deliver it. Mm-hmm. And he loves the gardening and keeps him grounded in that. And I don't know how many thousands of dollars he's made from doing that. And
so
again,
Sue, here's an idea for your husband, okay? So he has his green thumb and everyone's asking for his advice. His expertise is worth something. So he should charge, he should have a gardening club and everyone pays him a fee every month, so they pay a small membership fee every month, and they get all these video tips from him. So your husband is just taking his camera around. He shares all his secrets, and then also they get access to all his secret ingredients and, you know, things like that. They still have to buy the ingredients, but just I would pay to have that expertise. And so
like a membership.
It's a membership club. So can you imagine even at $10 a month? Having 1,000 members, which is not difficult to get.
No, and it's repeated too. Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's an awesome idea. I love
that's
you, girl.
Absolutely.
I didn't expect to have that come out.
That's not difficult to do. I mean, I was with a someone who restored his hobby, and that's the thing. It's what is your passion? See, people don't think about that. They think things that are it's just too easy. I love doing this. This is my hobby. It's so easy. I would do it for no money. Those are the things. If you're doing that in your life, those are the things that you could really capitalize on.
Right. Now, on that note, we have to take another commercial break. So when we come back, let's talk about the fastest path to more money.
Mm-hmm.
Sound good? So, folks, we're going to take a really quick break. Now, if you want to call in, if you have a passion but you don't know what to do with it, or you know you've got special skills, call us. Maria is here to help to give you more ideas. That number you're going to call is 1-800-930-2819. Let me repeat it. 1-800-930-2819, and ask us your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. So stay tuned, and we will be right back after these short messages.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup, visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Do you feel that somehow there should be more to life? Would you like to navigate through life so that you can more easily find your way to greater joy, ease, and abundance? Join Transformation Talk Radio hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz on Saturday, September 15th in Seattle for Authenticity Rising, 5 fun steps to true empowerment. For more information about this one-day workshop, visit AuthenticityRising.com. That's AuthenticityRising.com.
Saskia Roel came to America with 5 children and 1 suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, I have my friend Maria Simone here with us today, and she's not only helping y'all create prosperity, but she's been kicking my butt and Christopher, my producer's butt, during the commercial break. So I have to thank you, my friend.
We should
right,
be recording
Christopher?
These commercial
right.
breaks.
Yeah, Christopher, you're not recording those commercial breaks for the archive shows, are you?
Well, we should, because we talk about good stuff during the commercial breaks.
I know. Well, okay, this show's going way too fast. We're going to have to bring this girl back. But we have got people hanging under their seats wanting to know what's the fastest path to more money in your life. What do you want to answer that? And then let's go back to more of these ideas, because you are so full of great knowledge here, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. This is fun. Okay, fastest path to cash?
Yeah.
Right now? Okay, first of all, if you're already a practitioner, if you're already doing something, you really have to look at your pricing model, which we just did.
We're not going to talk about that. We'll talk about that after the show, okay, my friend?
Oh, that's fine. No, not you, but I mean, no, it's everyone really should look at that. They're probably, we have to move away from, that wage mentality, like how much time you're giving. And really, you have to reevaluate your services according to the value. So if you're helping somebody, if you're taking all your years and thousands of hours of experience and helping someone shorten that curve, that's valuable. If you're helping someone make money, that's valuable. If you're helping someone save money, that's valuable. So right off the bat, I really would reevaluate your pricing model, and you're probably charging too little. So fastest path to cash is to raise your prices or raise
charge
your
more.
You know, really understand that the value that you're bringing to someone's life, it's not just it's not about gouging anyone. It's really getting the maximum value. And also, probably all the goodwill that you've created, we tend to overlook, especially as small business owners, solopreneurs, practitioners. We're focused on bringing in or, attracting that next client, but you have all this goodwill that you've created. And so the gold is in those relationships. So I would really go back to the people that you have served in the past and figure out ways to serve them in new ways, extend packages or create new services and products to support your previous customers, or really just go back and talk to them. Sometimes remarketing, following up in different ways that stimulates them reconnecting with you, and that could be an infusion of cash, tremendous opportunities there. So that's really fast. Go with what you love. Go do something. Look at really what you, this is like the hardest thing for people because it's too easy. Look at the things that you're doing now that you love
and look at how you can monetize it, creating a membership type of site. If you have a hobby that you love and you find yourself giving a lot of good advice, then charge people for it. Think of having little workshops or doing a video membership thing or something where people could pay you a nominal fee, you know, for to access your expertise.
Now, look, can we just talk on that? Because sure. I'm hearing you say, you know, there's a lot of people with knowledge out there in getting memberships. So would you say that they should set up a whole new website just for, like, this membership or just add it to what their site is now if they have sites?
Well, we have multiple membership platforms in my different businesses, and we do it a variety of ways. Sometimes it's just a straight charging people a fee. You don't need a membership site, and maybe it's a phone call. Like I do, I have a Prosperity Mastermind group once a month, and it's a membership, and people get on. It's the most inexpensive way that you can access my brain. And I get on the phone for 90 minutes with the group, and we go through all their challenges, like really quick, like lightning, like this. And everyone, you know, everyone's masterminding, a lot of energy flowing, and they're getting the questions answered, and they just got access to, you know, $1,000 consultant. We don't need a big site for that. They just get on the phone with me. You can have plug-in. We have a couple of plug-in membership sites. Wishlist and A Member Pro and all that actually you can plug into, yes, to your existing sites if you want to get fancy. Really, oftentimes it's really just having someone pay you and then you maybe let them access a private area on YouTube to watch videos or, give them some information. Sometimes it's
teleseminars, webinars, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we do a lot of that. I do a lot of that, and so they don't necessarily need a membership platform for that. That's a straight, you know, they pay all our, and we do merchant accounts and payment gateways, but they all our payment processing systems can be set on what's called a recurring payment. So when somebody, and we all have that, you know, you have your gym memberships and things like that, but when someone gives you a credit card, it can be automatically charged every month, and then you just continue providing the service. So it can be very simple, and it accumulates because, you know, it just keeps going, and then you keep bringing on new members, and that's a nice, I mean, people make millions of dollars a month in their membership programs, but at the very least, you can make a few extra thousand.
You know, I know there's a guy once I received an email, and he just takes 2 minutes a day. I think he's down in Florida, and he makes a YouTube, just a YouTube that people can connect into, and he does this Monday to Friday, and it's just for 2 minutes, he just shares inspiring words, and he said that he's making like $10,000 a month plus, and it keeps going up each month, and just people want some inspirational words, something so simple as that.
That's awesome. It's going to be really simple. And sometimes people, and this is what I get paid for, too, to help people with the simplicity. You know, I set up the infrastructure and go through the whole marketing plan, you know, just kind of systematize it and figure out what they're going to offer for content. But I think that's the biggest challenge that people have is they're so close to it, they don't realize, how much do I give, what do I charge.
And I will tell you that has been a thing for me as well. Mm-hmm. You know how much in that, but we need to talk after the show, and I would love to have you come back. We'll have to see maybe what your schedule is, but would you be opening to come back and visit us again?
I would love to. I can't believe we're
I know we're out of time, but we have about a minute left, but I know we wanted to share the summit, right?
Yeah, let's do that. The summit, I do this. This is an event I do twice a year. I take a very spiritual approach to business, period.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a very uncommon event. We do meditation. There's a lot of very high vibration work, but it's really focused on you packaging your talent, your products, your services in the best way that really supports you, and really how do we serve the market in ways they're not being served before. So it's a lot of business building at a very high vibration. And we do a lot of transformational work because we say, I create my own reality. But who's the I that's creating your reality? So we have to get back to you and make sure that you don't have any blocks or limiting beliefs, anything that's holding you back, you know, from creating abundance. So we work on that. We work on your business. And then there's a lot around sustainability, connecting to your community, serving others in bigger ways, you know, really a lot of sustainability innovation, like how to connect with charities and the community in profitable ways that people aren't thinking about now.
Yeah.
And a lot around funding. We have investors, a lot of masterminding. So it's a great event. I highly recommend it. What's up right now are previous speakers, but I've invited Marianne Williamson. We'll have Simon Mannering, who wrote the book We First. Amazing speakers coming in, and that's in January.
Perfect. Now, what's the date for that in January?
Oh, January 10th, 11th, 12th. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
And they get a lot of this as well, you know, really getting
Perfect.
To some nitty-gritty stuff and a lot of great connections, and it's a really high-vibration group, so your audience would love it. So
well, good. And we want you back, my friend, and we're out of time.
Okay.
So, Maria, I love you. You are a very special lady. Guys, you got to check out her website, myfundingstrategies.com, enlightenedentrepreneursummit.com. Check that out, and I'm not sure the first 20 people who went there to sign up were getting the free ticket.
They're going
to
get free tickets, so hurry up. I don't know if we've maxed out yet, but that's awesome. I'm looking forward to speaking with you again, and good luck with everything.
We'll keep you posted.
Absolutely.
Folks, I want to thank my very special guest today, Maria Simone, for being with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's 2 p.m. Pacific. And next week, we've got guest Peter Fairfield here with us. And next week, Peter's going to help you become deep happy. On behalf of my amazing guest, Maria Simone, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings, and happy Thanksgiving to all my Canadian listeners, by the way. We look forward to inspiring you real soon. So have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwig.
This is Saskia Roel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Adnan Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Epchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ.